From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Texas could lose big if it pursues policies that curtail the rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender residents. That's the message from a study commissioned by the Texas Association of Business, the state's Chamber of Commerce. The study comes as fights over LGBT rights are brewing in Austin ahead of the next legislative session. Discrimination has a cost. That's what the state's Chamber of Commerce wanted to make clear to lawmakers, according to Texas Association of Business President Chris Wallace. He says legislation seen as discriminatory is a barrier to recruiting and keeping the most talented employees, especially among millennials.
They do not want to reside in a state. They do not want to reside in a city, nor work for a company that is not accepting of all people. That's why companies such as Apple and Intel, IBM and others are joining our coalition, because they are very, very concerned about the ability to recruit future talent.
As many as 185,000 jobs could hang in the balance, according to the study. As for the total economic impact on Texas, that's a bit fuzzier. Extrapolating from what happened in other states that passed laws curtailing LGBT rights, Wallace says Texas stands to lose anywhere from $964 million to $8.5 billion a year.
We are going to do our best to engage businesses so their voices are heard, to make sure that legislation like this does not pass.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has promised legislation that would block transgender people from using bathrooms that don't match the sex on their birth certificate. His counterpart in the House, Speaker Joe Strauss, though, has said such legislation is not an urgent concern. Patrick hasn't introduced his bill yet, but it could go well beyond bathrooms. Another Republican in the state Senate, Bob Hall from Northeast Texas, has introduced legislation banning cities and counties from protecting LGBT people from discrimination. That would overturn ordinances in a dozen large Texas cities that already offer some of those protections. During the state's GOP convention in Dallas over the summer, Patrick panned the idea that such legislation would hurt the Texas economy.
It's just not real. You know, it's like the entertainer's threat. Well, I'm not going to go and perform a concert in that city. Really? Okay, fine. Someone else will book the date. You know, if the business doesn't want to move there, there'll be another business that will be happy to take their place.
According to Wired Magazine, North Carolina has lost out on $400 million since it passed sweeping legislation eliminating LGBT protections. Several businesses canceled plans to open or expand operations there, and concerts and high-profile sporting events were moved out of the state. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.